You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and joining me today is Chris from Durham Cricket Club. Thank you for joining me, Chris. We're here today to talk about accessible cricket. So first of all, what does accessible cricket sort of look like? What makes it different and what makes it accessible?
So it's more on the lines of sort of visually impaired cricket. So obviously people, we've got a range of categories. So we have category B1, which is blind cricket players. B2 is very little sight. And then it goes up to a B3, who have obviously a little bit more sight. And then you've got the top grade, which is a B4. So a B4 obviously has quite good general sight, but not enough to obviously like be playing main sort of stream cricket. Mm-hmm. So it's quite obviously the game's adapted really well, and we've got quite a good social side of it as well. So it's not just about the cricket, we've got a good social group, so we like to meet and have a few drinks and go out for meals and stuff.
Sports groups are really good for that, aren't they, to sort of make friends. Say you've moved to a new area or you're just feeling a little bit isolated after lockdown. If you're just wanting to meet new people, sports groups like this are a really good way to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got a few players that have played in the past, but they've obviously, some players obviously have other disabilities as well. So they still want to be part of the group, but not actually take part in the cricket. So they still come along to our social events, but don't actually play the game.
So what about, say, the ball or something like that? What's different about the ball? Because obviously, you know, a standard cricket ball is quite hard and quite small, and if it hit you in the wrong place, it would hurt quite a lot.
Absolutely. So the ball's been adapted. It's actually a size 3 football, and it has ball bearings in, and it's made more of like a rubber than a hard like corker cricket ball. So it bounces quite well, so that you can actually pick up the sound. Obviously, the guys with the more sight, like your B4s, they normally field out in the deep because they obviously can see, they can pick the ball up a little bit better, where you're obviously the less sight you have, the closer you field. So you use your ears rather than your
eyes.
What
about if you've just hit the ball and you're not sure how, could you tell how far away it's gone through listening, or is there somebody there to say, all right, go, do 2 runs or something like that?
Yeah, so what if you've got sort of low partials batting or blind batting, you have a runner. So the B3s and B4s will do all the running for you. So if a B1 hits the ball, the guys that are in there will judge how many runs they can run. So the B1 don't have to be dead fit to play as a B1 or B2, because you've got the guys with a bit more sight will do the running for you.
Do you have a lot of competitions that you go to? Is it quite a is it a competitive sport?
So you have at the minute Durham play in the regional North League, which consists of Yorkshire, Lancashire, Waverley and myself. So we all play each other twice, so you have 6 competitive games a season, home and away. So you do have to obviously do a little bit of travelling, which will always provide like a minibus to get to and from games. And then there is a National League, which is what Durham are trying to get towards, which is, it involves a lot more travelling, because it's like, it's more further down the country. And so we train sometimes once or twice a week, definitely once a week, but we're trying to get 2 times a week.
You pointed out that sort of social aspect of it earlier. And I suppose sort of the competing against other people sort of reinforces that, and having, so they're almost like away days when you go and play these different teams in different parts of the north and hopefully in the future further down south.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have an unwritten rule at Durham, obviously, because we're from the north. The rule is that you have to stay for a beer when away days. So it's part of the I've played like sort of cricket since I was 9-year-old, and it's always been a thing that clubs need support because they don't get a lot of revenue from anywhere else. So we've always encouraged to kind of stay back and have a drink with the away team, because once the game's finished, it doesn't matter how bad or how great it was, you always just have a social drink at the end.
No, it sounds like a really good culture that you've got going on as well. If someone's thinking about getting involved in cricket, I'm just wondering, have you got any sort of tips for people to improve the skills or anything like that before going and joining a club?
Well, I do have access to the balls that we use. I have quite a few available. So if anybody wanted to kind of get one sent out to themselves. They could either email RNIB Connect, or they could email myself at chrisashburn0@gmail.com.
And that'd then be brilliant.
I'll get their details through that, and then I can just send them a ball if they wanted to have a go.
That's great. That'll get lots of people sort of encouraged to sort of get involved, but not there's no pressure. That's just, it's not, you're not going and competing yet. You can just start at that sort of like base level. Why should people play cricket compared to maybe playing something like tennis or football? Why cricket? What do you like about it?
Well, I enjoy the team aspect of it. So from what I can gather, if a B1's playing tennis, sometimes they can come up against like a B3 player or a B2, which it's pretty difficult because you're not playing at somebody at the same sort of sight level as you. Where cricket, you've got all range of sight categories. So everybody kind of helps each other out. Like you say, if the ball goes towards a B1, we've got to kind of guide the B1 to where that ball is. Mm-hmm. So the B3s and B4s will encourage and say, right, it's gone to your left, to your right. And then we include like sort of everybody rather than just...
No, that sounds great. Sounds good. So where can we find out more and get involved with Accessible Cricket?
So we have... we have a Facebook page, which is Durham Visually Impaired Cricket Club, which is obviously, we are on Twitter as well. It's just the same login name, the same details, Durham VI Cricket. And obviously my email address that I gave out earlier, if anybody's interested, they can email that.
Brilliant. I think I want to join this cricket club. It sounds like a laugh.
You can come along and try. We'll have simulation specs as well. So people that don't have a sight condition can come along and have a go with the simulation specs on.
I'm there, Chris. I'm there. Thank you so much for joining me, Chris, on RNIB Connect Radio.